Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1775. Visible translated text is as follows. The case, and on April 9, 1914, I, together with Dan S. Lahan and J. O. Knight, retook the affidavits, hereto attached, marked Exhibits C and D. When affidavit Exhibit D was being taken by J. O. Knight, a notary public, Miss Lily Pettis declined to testify that she did not believe her sister was telling the truth about Mr. Dot Frank winking at her, and that statement was stricken out of the affidavit. The following are the exhibits attached to the above affidavit. Georgia Fulton. Personally appeared Mrs. Dot Lily May Pettis of number 48 Gerard Street in the city of Atlanta. Fulton County, Georgia, upon oath, deposes and says that she worked at the National Pencil Company's factory in the city of Atlanta for 3 years, off and on, leaving the said factory about 3 weeks previous to the murder of Mary Fagan. Deponent says that she knows Jim Conley, colored, who used to be employed at the factory as a sweeper, also stating that she is acquainted with Mr. Dot Leo M. Frank. Deponent states that never, during her employment at the pencil factory, did she see Mr. Dot Frank act in any way unbecoming to a gentleman, and that at no time during her employment at the factory did Mr. Dot Frank ever say anything to her approaching familiarity or of an insulting nature. Deponent further says that, through her sister, she knew of Jim Conley's employment at the pencil factory, and that the Negro was in the habit of several times every day girls, and that he demeaned and acted at all times, was businesslike in every way. Deponent further says that, never, during her employment at the factory, has any girl or woman ever remarked in her presence that Mr. Dot Frank had been familiar with them, or had in any manner insulted them, and she never heard any of the employees at the factory make any complaint regarding attempts at familiarity on the part of Mr. Dot Frank toward them. Deponent further states that she and other girls have worked at the factory alone with him on cloak and shirtwaists, and that Mr. Frank was present with them, and that she has heard certain directions he was obliged to give them on occasions concerning their work. He has nothing whatever to do with them, and has never committed any acts that anyone could take exception to. Deponent also says she is a sister-in-law of Nellie Pettis, who, she says, has stated that Mr. Dot Frank, on one occasion while she was at the factory, winked at her and asked her the question, "How about it?" Deponent says that she does not believe the statement, that she does not believe the truth when she makes Nellie Pettis or made any of the remarks Mr. Dot Frank ever winked at Deponent, also says that on one occasion referred to by her, Mary Fagan, in company with one Catherine Christian, another girl who was employed at the factory, were entering the building from the street and met the Negro sweeper, Jim Conley, standing at the foot of the stairs near the old boxes near the elevator, and that he greeted them and said, "I understand, girls, that your position." And they told him that he was mistaken, that they had not quit and had no intention of doing so at that time. Then Conley said, "I am sure glad to hear that you are not going to leave, as I am going to buy some boxes for girls' Christmas presents, because you are the best girls I know." Deponent says that on another occasion, she was standing near the elevator on the second floor of the factory, and that Conley approached her and said, "Miss Lily, you sure are a good-looking girl, and I sure am sorry that I am not a white man." Deponent further states that she was always afraid of Jim Conley, and that she made it a point never to place herself in such a position as she would be caught alone with Conley. Deponent further says that once, before the trial of Leo M. Frank, and 3 times during the trial, that Detective Bass Rosser,